Thank you. Okay, has anybody got any questions for? Okay, we'll see you the 17th. Come up here where we can hear you.
As of our last meeting, when you pointed out that it only slept eight, that has been changed. Not only that, what the residents do not see is on, or the public does not see, is the agent remarks. On the agent remarks, I put specifically a division permit 3 would have to be approved. Like I said, the owner and myself, I do not want to mislead people. And that's why we're here, is to get the approval of Long Pine, of Skyline. I just wanted to state that. I'm not where they are, yeah. But...
don't worry about who's behind you.
Yeah, okay. That's why we're here, and is to get the proper channels to do it right, so we don't have the complaints from the community.
Okay. But that's thank all. You. Mm-hmm. Western Taney County Fire Protection District.
Oh, sorry. Dave's bothering me. Case number 2017-7 is 300 Windmill Road, Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and I believe we have Jim Single here. This is Taney County GIS, and it shows to be 5.9 acres. If you remember where this is, off of 65 Highway South, I didn't zoom out very far, 300 Windmill Road, Hollister. Here's the site plan that they provided, concept of the duplex with fire station in the middle. Western Taney County Fire Protection District purchased the 5.9 acre parcel at 300 Windmill Road from the Missouri Department of Conservation in January 2015, with future plans of adding a duplex for two families, living quarters for three firefighters, and a fire station in the center part of the building. The parcel was part of a small acreage conservation area that was served as a parking area. The parcel to the east is currently still part of the Missouri Conservation Department conservation area. Parcels to the north, south, and west are currently vacant. Project received a score of 8 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The applicant has indicated that the on-site attached living quarters with full-time on-site firefighters would be a factor enabling the insurance rating to be lowered for the fire district, potentially lowering the cost of homeowners insurance for individual property owners residing within the jurisdiction of Western Taney County Fire Protection District. The insurance office, ISO, provides a public protection classification, PPC, fire district rating for more than 45,000 fire districts nationwide. According to the ISO website, through the public PPC program, ISO evaluates the municipal fire protection efforts in communities throughout the United States. A community's investment in fire mitigation is a proven and reliable predictor of future fire losses. So insurance companies use PPC information to help establish fair premiums for insurance, generally offering lower premiums in the communities with better protection. An on-site wastewater permit will be required for the wastewater treatment system via the on-site wastewater permitting division of the planning department. A soils evaluation has been done with a 0.4 load application rate to 44 inches, which will allow for 18-inch deep trenches on the contour to be placed with the appropriate tank size for the design flow applied to the building. Staff recommendations would be if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, an on-site wastewater permit shall be required for the wastewater treatment system via the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department. 3, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
We see that picture again, Scott.
That one?
Anybody got any questions?
Yes. The way I understand this, and I understand about the lowering the insurance rate, and I've been through this on another one or two. Will there be full-time firefighters there?
They're not full-time paid firefighters, but that's where they live.
How can you offer a lower of the incentive of lowering the premiums if there's not firefighters living there and available to?
I don't understand that question.
Well, you're indicating, and the way I understand the thing, there has to be people present for a faster response time. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have families living there, and all I'm asking is there's going to be full-time people there available to drive a truck.
When they're there, I mean, we're not guaranteeing somebody's going to be there 24 hours a day if they're at their regular job.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I didn't think you could. So I think this is a little bit misleading.
Well, we didn't offer it. There's nothing that we said that there's going to be 24-hour service now. You didn't hear that from us.
The insurance factor lowering, what's the requirement on that?
I don't understand.
Permanent firefighters.
No, that's not. I'm sorry that you know more about that than I do, but
the thing
is that you can ask the man right there. They just went through ISO. Okay.
I have a real problem with it, to tell you the truth, because I see us using public monies to provide cheap housing for people in Taney County, and I think it's a conflict of interest with the public monies. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm done.
Anybody else got any questions?
I'm just struggling where it's located at. If you go take the 265 exit off of Highway 65 on South Town, instead of going in down P like you're going to the old Big Bear, Yogi Bear Resort, you go just past it, and there's another driveway right there. And it's
right, you know, Stonecroft, the old Stonecroft. It's right before that. There's a conservation area. Yeah.
Ain't there a big substation or something?
It's this one right here, Howard. I don't have it.
Before. Substation across the street.
Okay. Yeah, across the street there's that big substation. And tower. They got a radio
and
tower
another
across
tower
the street.
To be built there. We
there's the 265 exit.
Okay.
Didn't we approve
it turns
like
into
this
windmill.
On 176?
Yes.
Biggs Road.
Biggs Road, correct.
Different fire department, mm-hmm. Different sector.
Yeah, it's our station number 9.
Yeah.
We had that was just an addition to that, the existing station, and we put a duplex on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is this an additional location, or is you moving?
No, this is a new station. We have a 12. This will be our station number 12.
Okay.
And there will be a truck there, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay. And one of the reasons this location was picked is if we go down, the people down at Emerald Point, okay, all those houses down, they're more than 5 miles from the fire station. So they are an ISO 10, okay, because of the 5 mile difference. And what our goal is try to get everybody within the district within that 5 miles of the fire station. Okay, so we have, like I said, that Emerald Point area, very expensive houses down there, you know, a lot of condos. So we're just trying to get a little bit closer to that. And that'll put it within that 5 mile area. So,
where's the other one at?
The other.
Down by the state park.
Well, that's where that's the closest one to that, and then the next one is down there on Devil's Pool Road.
Yeah.
86 Highway.
So the criteria is not the manned station, it's just having a station there to have an effect on
there, the there is a whole...
Criteria.
Okay.
There's a lot of criteria.
We go, communications is considered, water systems are considered, how much water we supply, or how many people we have on a fire, okay? ISO counts if there's somebody living at the station, they get the credit as it's a manned station, okay? So there's a lot of different right. things involved. And we just went through the, just like Branson did, we went through the accrediting and we're waiting for our official word. We were a 5 before, and I think we're going down to a 4 now.
Well, my comment is you guys do a great job and add to the an additional location within the county is something that is needed, and there's a lot of people that live in that area. So I think there's a fantastic benefit of having that considered.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Just by way of comment, I was doing some insurance work on the farm the other day, and nobody asked me about people or anything. They just said, where's the nearest fire station? And I was over there. Okay. They didn't ask me if it was manned. The insurance man didn't seem to care. I don't know. And that's not to be argumentative with you, but...
Well, I understand. And I don't want to indicate in any way that I think you guys are not doing a good job. I don't mean that. I'm not attacking you personally or what you're doing, because I did not mean that at all. But I have dealt with this other stuff a little bit. I managed Water District 3 for 20 years, and I know a little bit about what the water requirements are, and I've had a little bit of experience on some of this stuff.
Okay. Anybody else? Nope. See you 17th.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And my insurance didn't go down, did it? Yeah. Well, I live just down the street.
Reese's Nightly Rental. Did I do something wrong, Scott?
Nightly I don't rental. Think there's anybody present.
Reese's Nightly Rental.
Are we? There
we go.
You didn't go to sleep on us back then,
did you? No, you had a long day at work.
Case number 2017-8, Reese Nightly Rental. Robert Woolston is the applicant. Michael Reese was the representative, but we'll get the new representative. Remember, this one is over by the Majestics, north of the Chateau. Gunner Hill Lane. Currently, it's a vacant lot, if you remember in the concept hearing that they were going to build. There's a concept that they had sent in of a potential home to put on the lot. Down there at the end of it, this is where the lift station to Branson Sewer is. This current application was approved for concept March 20th, 2017. Per the assessor's information, Lot 1 is located in the estates at Majestic Point. Lot 1 is approximately 1/2 acre in size. The applicant is planning to build a 5-bedroom single-family home. The property is currently served by Taney County Water District Number 3, and the subdivision is connected to the Branson Central Sewer with a lift station northeast of the subdivision. Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residence, building structure, part thereof that may be rented for any period of less than 30 days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. The exterior appearance of this single-family home will be a single-family home. Per the nightly rental provisions, the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. Therefore, the 5-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. and per the nightly rental provisions of the development guidance code for parking, they would need a total of 6 parking spaces. Project received a total score of 4 out of a maximum possible score of 29.